Shalom, nosei ha-shiur shelanu.
Hello, the topic of our lesson is preparation for the Desert Convention, connecting to the central point. We're going to read the source materials of lesson number one from the convention. Its topic is My Fate Depends on the Ten. We'll start with excerpt number four. You're welcome to enter our site to see the study materials, and you can send questions there as well. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. So once again, preparation for the convention, connecting to the central point. Lesson one, My Fate Depends on the Ten. Excerpt number four. Rabash says in the article, make yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. Rabbi Yoshua ben Parchia says about it, judge every person favorably. Meaning, one should judge everyone favorably. This means that the fact that he does not find qualities in them is not their fault. Rather, it is not in his power to be able to see the merits of the general public. For this reason, he sees according to the qualities of his own soul. This is true according to his attainment, but not according to the truth. Again? Rabbi Yoshua ben Parchia says about it, judge every person favorably. Meaning, one should judge everyone favorably. Meaning, the fact that he doesn't see qualities, fine qualities in them, is not their fault. Rather, it is not in his power to be able to see the merits of the general public. For this reason, he sees according to the qualities of his own soul. This is true according to his attainment, but not according to the truth.
How should we work with this toward the ten? If I identify something bad in the ten, I have to think, does it seem that way to me, or is it really so? Maybe I'm not the only one who sees it. Say a friend who is completely out of the circle. So we have to talk about him and do something. Or maybe it only seems that way to me, and then I have to correct myself. So there are discernments here up to the inner circle of the ten. When we all judge to the side of merit, and if it's beyond it, then we have to understand that this is, but that's with respect to the laws of the ten. Whereas with respect to the laws of the world, with respect to the world, it is things that are, again, dependent on the degrees, on the degree of a person. They are dependent on the degree of a person. When we can't relate to all of reality blindly, but rather everything is according to how much, to what extent we are given a chance to justify creation or not, meaning in our qualities too, and not beyond it. I can't shut my eyes and say, it's all perfect, and we don't relate badly to anything. Everything is the Creator in the light of Ein Sof. No, rather, we relate to all of reality on several levels of perception. On the corporeal level, on the level of the group, on the spiritual level, on the level that there is none else besides Him. And all those things we should, along the way, gradually, to bring them to a state where I will really not be, not live in this bizarre, fantastic state, but only work according to what the judge sees. That he sees only, he has only what his eyes see. That the correction I will be will truly be my spiritual correction and not imagination. Okay? It's not simple. Yes, Modi.
Why are we not permitted to work with the right line all the time, like we're being told that all of reality, the true reality, is in perfection, and we don't see that? Why did you recommend we don't do that?
I didn't understand.
We just read that all of reality is in perfection, and we seemingly, I don't see it.
Yes.
Why don't I need to adapt it for myself all the time, all day long, that the reality that I see is mistaken, it's not the true reality, but it's everyone is in perfection, and to hold on to that, to grip to that, and try to hold on to it.
And then what happens?
You said that I'd be like an astronaut. I'm like...
So you're like an angel.
But we learn that if we hold on to that right line, to that perfection, then the reforming light already in some way will throw me to the left line and to the real reality. Our role is to build the two sides, or actually...
Our role is to be in dvikut, in adhesion, to try to be in dvikut. Israel, Torah, and the Creator are one. In this dvikut that we try to be in, we are constantly deviating this way, that way. There is no direct line. It's always one direction and then back, one direction and then back. And only in this way can we sail correctly.
We learned that our role, our mission is to hold on to the right side, not the left side, not to the hatred and all that, the right line. And the light already shows us the truth, seemingly.
Yes, so?
So what's bad with us holding on tight to that reality? And the light will give us the opposite line.
That's true, but... I don't understand the question.
What's the recommendation? Why to work? Why are they telling us this in the work? What in practicality, how do we use what we just read now? That everything is perfection, and I don't see that.
Yes.
How do I use this?
You use it. You try to see that besides you, everything is corrected. And then you want to come to a state where you approach this wholeness that you see in front of you, but not that you are similar to them. You can correct yourself to see that everything is complete.
Okay, and if I didn't succeed for the time being, I'm hoping to correct myself.
Then you have what to correct, and not others. All who fault in their own defect. Again, but that's on the small circle around you. To the whole world, you could say theoretically yes, but there are many such cases where we can't relate that way to life. We can't. It is health, it is the family situation, judicial system, it's everything you have. You can't say it's all perfect. It all depends on me. In practice, you can't say it, because then there's nothing you can do. Only to pray. And our world isn't built this way. We still need to do something. Actions. You can't say that only through prayer I correct the world. All right, build some monastery and sit there and pray. That's against the wisdom of Kabbalah. God has created to do. Yes?
Everything that happens to us in our corporeal life happens, it's reality. Am I invited for court or for income tax or this or the doctor? Whatever you have to do, you do anyway. But the question is, what do I need above that to hold on to? What...
The fact that you are going and you're treating yourself through these authorities is what the Creator placed for you, and you have to do it while saying that He is good and does good, and the whole world is in the end of correction to begin with. It was all given to us so that we would correct our relation to it.
She was saying to try to be in the two edges.
For now, yes.
That's what Rabbi Menachem from Kutz said, that only horses go in the middle of the street, the people go on the sides. So constantly try to be on both sides.
Until it becomes established within us to be speaking this way, all our work should be more in practice. The Congress, look at that. Why do it all? We can do this in a way that we sit and make unifications. It doesn't work this way. Yes? What?
The whole first lesson we talked about, the only thing that you can give the Creator is the intention.
Yes, and?
So where are the deeds? Just to compose upon them the intention, only for that?
Yeah, you answered it. Yes, let's hear him once.
A question of a friend from Israel, what's that talent that a person should have in order to be able to judge to the scale of merit?
What he receives is a quality he receives from, as a result of his corrections. This is the talent, the skill. He wasn't born with it. Each one is born only with his ego, with his will to receive. Oh, today we have Nikolaev. Nikolaev.
Good morning. Rav, you said that we relate to all of reality on different layers, on levels, degrees. Could you describe a little bit more what are those levels, those degrees?
No, it is all according to a person's corrections. It's very personal. It depends on the root of his soul, on the system in the place of Adama, in the body of Adama Rishon that he's in, on the general correction of the system. You can't say it. Our situations are, as it was in our world, as it is in our world, are very complicated. Very complicated.
Africa. Yeah, what determines the quota of labor, please, if we don't know what kind of face we are trying to reveal?
We don't know what is the measure of the labor that I have this or that left in order to get to the quota. It's written, do all that is within your power. You have to do it. That's it. And Moscow. Finally. Moscow.
Moscow.
No question. So just watch it next time. Okay, so no more questions. Keep reading.
Excerpt number 5 from Rabash in the concerning the importance of friends. If one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merit and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it is not a sign that his friend is at fault, but that the seer is at fault. Meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in his friend. Therefore, now he should not see to his friend's correction, rather, he himself needs correction. It follows from all the above that he should not care for the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend, but he himself needs to correct the flaw he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults.
This is clear, right? Not clear? Why are you looking at me this way?
It's somehow clear in the ten. As it's limited to a number of friends.
That's the argument we had here. When he read item 4.
Yeah. But in the context of reading this towards the desert convention, and there's a unity of thousands of people that are going to come and be there physically, it's like you're losing the ability to grasp it as growing to such dimensions of people, of such a quantity of people.
Why? All those who are coming to the Congress, I have to be aiming with relation to them as to parts of my soul. I have no doubt about them, no criticism. We have doubts and criticism about our general way that we have to sort out, but not toward the participants. Each one of them, in my eyes, he is in his place and in his qualities that are correct, which the Creator arranged in this way, to be in one package. Whereas all of us together, when we try to be, we have to scrutinize our general path. Only in this do we make scrutinies. Only for this purpose do we come to connect at the Congress. But at the Congress itself, there's no personal correction of each one. Only the general way we have to connect and take a step forward. Yes?
So this work that we do in the 10, it's like in the state of a convention, it changes the manner of the day to day. Let's say I have a 10 every day. I work with them throughout the day. Soon, thousands, hundreds of friends will come from the world.
So what?
And Phil here, it's like...
So what?
The ability to discern the flavors disappears because there's like an overload on the senses. Like there's so much that's thrown into your plate that you don't taste anything.
As long as I fall into some ten, and a different ten each time, and I feel with them that that's it, this is my kli. In one hour later, this is my kli. An hour later, that's my kli. And then I can sit with 110. And it changes all the time. That's my kli. The faces don't change. The 10 does change. So what's the question?
Other than those moments, let's say, where I'm sitting in a random 10, most of the time it's like a mess. It's like you're entering the exhibition gardens. You enter the tent in the desert. You see a sea of people, and it's like you disappear there. I personally don't know what to do with it.
I will tell you, it's a very big body, connected, totally complete. The Creator is present and establishes it, sustains it. And we all come in order to, each of us, in the random 10 that he gets into, we come to learn how to work for the sake of the big system, a general common system. It's an opportunity that does not return. This is why I keep inviting every single one to come. Because if you're sitting at home doing something else, it is not the same as being in a 10 during the Congress. A random 10. And when you're among everyone, you get impressions for it, a physical impression from it, that for the time being is very important to us. There's no way around it. We can't do without it. Take a person somewhere to build a group or attend somewhere. It's not going to work for him. It is people who pretty much know already why they come. They are under the treatment of the Upper One, who's been watching us for watching over us for many years. What do you have a group that has kept itself for so many years and has advanced from day to day in the same direction toward the same goal, even though all kinds of insects, dogs, come up against it? It actually grows stronger. Of course, it's small, but in its feeling and understanding and internal power, its willingness, it gets more and more clarified and clearer each time. I don't know, there's a big difference between sitting at home somewhere or coming to the Congress. Coming to the Congress and being there. In a 10, where you really try. Eddie's 10, why don't you stop playing around there? Either get out or be with everyone. Why are you laughing all the time? If there's a good joke, tell us. For the whole 3 hours you're doing this. What is this? Don't sit in front of me. Go aside somewhere.
Ken.
Yes.
Friends from Moscow wanted to let us know that there's a big angel lecture today, 300 registered, and out of them 200 have confirmed they're going to be arriving and asked for the support of the whole world clique.
Yes, I heard about it yesterday and I was very happy to hear it. That's great. Let's hope it will succeed more and more so. I guess there is a demand, all of a sudden more than expected. Beautiful, beautiful. Good for you, Moscow.
Tatslichu bagadol.
Big good luck to you.
As en shilot.
So, no questions? Fine. Vilnius? Moscow has a question? Moscow, you have a question?
Yes, Moscow,
do you have a question?
That's exactly what we wanted to update about, that there's a great demand. Really, about 200 people have already confirmed.
И у нас большая просьба в начале вебинара, то, что вы будете вести, сказать о что такое духовное с точки зрения наук Каббала. Приходит очень разная аудитория, у всех очень разное понимание. И чтобы вы так выровняли всех нас, у нас и будет ваш вебинар, будут вопросы-ответы. Вот мы вместе будем на этой лекции. А, и в Грузии вот еще хотели объявить, что да, у нас сегодня такое уникальное совпадение. Вечер единства в Израиле, вводная лекция в Москве и в Грузии.
There's this rare coincidence that there's a unity night in Israel, and there's intro lecture in Moscow, and in Georgia there's also a big intro lecture. So this is how it happened. Great. So maybe we have this every day like that. I'll try to do everything. You'll still stay, and I will be corrected, and I will answer. And if need be, no problem. I don't have to also finish at 5. I can go a little longer with you because there's no meeting with the group immediately after the overseas groups. Afterwards, we only have not a meeting, but a general assembly. Unity night. Yes. Just to make sure everyone's up up to date, there's no the lesson with the world kli and the half an hour with the coordinators will not happen. So after the webinar, there will be no broadcast until the Unity Night. So I'll continue with the schedule of the Unity Night. First of all, good luck to Moscow and Tbilisi. So the Unity Night, it all begins at 4 p.m. The Radio Zohar broadcasts will begin live at 6 p.m. The gathering will start here with good food. There will be hot punch. I was also told that policemen will come, so be ready. At 10 past 7, we'll start preparing ourselves for the lesson. We'll connect according to our teachers' excerpts, and at 7:30 there will be a lesson, and there are other surprises. Come and discover for yourselves. Everyone register, come. It's a very important event. It's a call from the bottom of the heart from all the friends here in Israel. Everyone come to this very important gathering. Good luck to all of us. Rav Lechaim. Anything, any other announcements? How are we preparing for the big convention? Can anyone say?
קודם כל אתמול הצגנו את מבנה השיעורים שיהיה בכנס הגדול יש צוותים שעובדים עכשיו על ערבי התרבות על ישיבות החברים
First of all, yesterday we presented the lessons for the big convention There are still scrutinies in terms of how friends want to see this thing Now it's just work in teams Leo Gus did something beautiful with the groups in Israel and we'll implement it toward the world. We will make known, advertise the content teams meetings. So anyone who wants to participate, watch, take part, will be able to do it. This will be going forward. Rav, okay. Well, so, if everything is going along well, great. What are today's intentions? Who can tell us? Oh, you know. All right, let's go. Such shouts, maybe the Creator hears them, but I don't. To bring contentment to the Creator out of the connection in the tent? Ofer, out of the connection between us, not just like that. And what do you want to add? The same. Great. So we are in this intention to bring contentment out of the ten, out of the connection between us. Great. So we spoke about, not about making him happy, but the inner feeling should be concern. All right, and with this, we thank our viewers on TV. Have a good day. Unity Night, connecting to the source of life. Today, Sunday, January 26th, a Unity Night for the Israeli groups at the Kabbalah Center in Petah Tikva. The evening will be dedicated to preparing for the World Kabbalah Convention 2020. At the event, there will be a celebration of unity with a lot of good food, music, and, of course, a lesson with Rav Lightman. Registration on Sviva Tova and through the link that was sent on WhatsApp. Pay attention. The Radio Zohar will accompany the friends on the way to the Unity Night. The broadcast will begin at 4:30 and will continue an hour after the evening. Connecting to the source of life, friends are invited to the World Kabbalah Convention 2020 that will take place between the 25th and 27th of February 2020. Early bird registration ends on February 13th. Please hurry up and register. For more details, call 1-700-519-219 or go to cab.co.il/convention. This concludes the lesson. Have a good day and great night.
together with to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na.
To rise, all as one begin to rise.